What is your name, sir?
James Robert Lash, the second.
Okay, Mr. Lash.
I have Mr. Lash.
You have him?
I just have to get him.
Okay, sir, the Honorable Mrs. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Just stand by a minute.
So, okay, so Mr. Lash, could you just please restate your full name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is James Robert Lash, the second, and my ADC number is 160494.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant. On April 9th, you signed a form that told you about this hearing. Do you remember signing that form?
No.
It told you that the hearing would be today.
Oh, yes.
That form.
Yes.
Okay. And on that form, the reason that's important is on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
I'm going to be representing myself, I guess. Once my folks are in there in the courtroom there with you guys.
No, we have no one with us, so I think
okay.
it's on you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look to your right on the video screen, at the end of the bench, or the second seat on the bench here, we have the Honorable David Neal. Next to me here, we have the Honorable Michael Johnson. And to my right over here, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting the hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Grady, who works with the Department of Corrections. You should be able to see Mr. Grady in just a moment here. There he is. And he's with the department. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So before we get started, Mr. Lash and Mr. Grady, do solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Lash, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Lash, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and when I'm done, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. The allegation is you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix on or about April 25th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lash, is this true or false?
Can I give you an explanation about it?
Well, you can. Did you change your place of residence without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer?
Yes, I was under the assumption that my parole officer knew that I was getting moved from one halfway house to another. They told me at the first halfway house in Orangewood that they let my parole officer know when he was there earlier that day. I was out seeking job employment the day that he showed up at the halfway house, and they let him know, they told me that they let him know that I was getting moved because I was CBI.
But you didn't let your parole officer know?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, sir, I'm going to go ahead and move ahead with the hearing. And I'm going to say, based on information in warrant 2017W1431, I'm going to move to find Mr. Lash delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Lash, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, and you'll have opportunity to explain anything you want to explain to the board. But we're going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some background information about your case, because we haven't discussed your case before now. So Just hold on the line, we'll be right back with you to talk with you some more. Mr. Brady?
Mr. Lash, released from DOC on April 7th, 2017. He was arrested on March 22nd of 2018 by Hewlett County Sheriff's Office. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on March 23rd of 2018. He has a CCD on June 3rd of 2020 that reflects 331 abscond days. Current conviction, 2001, resisting arrest, 1 year and 9 months. 2001, flight from law enforcement, 2 years, 3 months. 2001, murder second degree, 16 years. 2001, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, but he has no prior convictions. He has no prior terms of supervision. Community, they see you, IR score is a 33, no IR scores a 2, substance abuse score is a 3, no gang affiliation, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1986, burglary first degree, California County Jail. 1986, burglary second degree, California probation revoked. 1989, controlled substance violation, California County Jail. 1989, controlled substance violation, California County Jail. 1989, unlawful use of means of transportation, California County Jail. 1993, flight to law enforcement, California County Jail. 1997, dangerous drug violation, Arizona County Jail. 1997, dangerous drug violation, Arizona County Jail. 1998, possessed sell marijuana, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Is a community risk score of a G2B4.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. All right, so Mr. Lash.
Yes.
So you went to, you were, when you first were released, it looks like you went to 2546 West Orangewood. And remind me, which halfway house is that?
It's a house in Glendale.
2546 West Orangewood, that's a house?
Yes, a halfway house, yes.
And what's, which?
It's like a old hotel.
What's the name of it?
Reborn Assistance.
Oh, that's Reborn. I recognized the address. I just couldn't think of which one it was, which halfway house.
Yeah, I have it right here down on my paperwork.
Okay. So, and then what you were telling us earlier is you left on April 24th, and where did you go?
I went to TLC.
Okay, you went to TLC, which is where, which
yeah,
location?
Yeah, but it was on the other side of town.
Okay, so that was in...
TBI told me to go there.
That was in
Community Bridges.
Okay, that was in Glendale. So you were participating in Community Bridges.
Yes. They sent me to Community Bridges so I could find some other avenues for a job because I'm disabled.
Okay.
I have a colostomy bag.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to get reverse surgery on it, but DOC refused to pay for it.
Okay.
I just found that out 2 days ago.
All right. So you went to TLC, and then where did you go after that?
I was homeless for a little while, and then I was living in a halfway house on McKinley, on 32nd and McKinley, off of Roosevelt in Phoenix.
Okay.
It was a disabled American veterans.
Okay. And did you... When did you think to contact your parole officer? When did you speak with your parole officer?
I tried to call him quite a few times, but every time I called, all I got was his voicemail. That was it. I called him like 3 or 4 times, and every time I would just get his voicemail.
Okay. And what happened after 3 or 4 times? Did you try again, or?
He never returned a call. And then I lost my phone. I had a cell phone, and I lost it. So then I was without a phone for 4 months.
Okay.
I just recently got another cell phone, October or November.
Okay,
last
sir.
Year.
Well, Mr. Lash, you absconded for 341 days. That's almost a year.
Yes, I know.
Why did you not get in touch with your parole officer?
I was afraid, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm old and I don't understand these rules and stuff. And, I mean, I know I've been a bit of, I mean, when I was younger, I did a lot of bad things, but, you know, I'm old and I've changed my ways. I don't get any trouble. I have a job. I have actually two jobs in Globe, Arizona. I have one at the mine up there as a security guard. I don't carry a gun or any kind of weapon. I'm a security guard at night at the mines up there, and I also have a day job at Walmart up there in Globe. So I have two jobs, and they're both waiting for me to see what happens with this. They both want me out. They said, we're just waiting to see what happens. I mean, I promise I won't mess up ever again. I know the consequences now, and this ain't the place for me. I'm too old. I can't even defend myself anymore because I'm disabled. You know, I don't know what to say except, you know, maybe just find some leniency and give me another chance. And I promise you, I won't mess up. I mean, I'll test every freaking day of the week if you want.
Okay, Mr. Lash, it looks like in your past you have some drug convictions. What drug was that?
Marijuana. I was house sitting for a lady friend of mine that I met at pool hall because I used to be on a pool league, and I met this lady that was, we called her a pool shark because she was going out of town for a couple of weeks. She asked me to house sit and watch her cats and feed them and make sure the house is okay. Well, she didn't tell me about the garbage bag full of marijuana out in the rock shed out in the back, on the back side of the house. Well, Magnet pulled up, busted in the door and said, we have a warrant to search the house. We know there's a mass amount of weed here at this house. And I go, I don't know anything about it. The lady does not party. She drinks an occasional beer. And
Mr. Lash, what year was that?
93, I think.
Okay. 92. So, sir, I'm looking at your discipline history from prison, and that includes drugs. What drugs?
I don't do drugs anymore, ma'am.
Well, how can we explain, sir?
Yes.
How can we explain that you've received some violations there in the prison for drugs? How can you explain that?
I was guilty then because I was suffering with dealing with my people because my parents cut me off for a while. They weren't talking to me. They weren't writing. They weren't sending any money. So I was stressing out on that, and it was just, I guess, you know, a stupid excuse to escape, you know, reality.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr.? Okay, Mr. Lash, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else the board needs to know?
No, I just wish you'd give me another chance. I promise I'll do right this time.
Okay, Mr. Lash, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion. We discuss all of our cases in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so we just ask that you stay on the phone, and we'll be back with you in just a moment with a decision, sir.
Okay,
the board is now in discussion. Mr. Lash, absconded for 331 days, and I cannot overlook that. In addition, he's admitted using drugs in prison. For whatever reason, I'm not able to overlook that. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a motion then based on information in warrant 2017W1431, our conversation with Mr. Lash, and information provided by Mr. Grady of the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Lash was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 331 days, during which time his parole officer was not able to monitor his activity. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Mr. Lash, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. Your current release date is showing as about June 3rd of 2020. So we wish you the best, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, and if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.